otherwise that serve us, that have been useful to us, that has helped us. For instance, when we would get up from lunch or meal, it is customary to do this: bow down at the food that has served us, that has filled us, you know. And the one thing is, the worst kind of an insult you can do to anything, animal or inanimate or chair or somebody or person or anything, is to kick. Kicking is the worst form of disrespect or insult in the Indian way. So that is why you will find sometimes when one's foot touches somebody, they immediately do this, you know, a sort of a bow, meaning to say sorry, like that. Mm-hmm. So you never, especially you never kick, that means you never touch food with your foot, you know, never kick anything that, like grass for the goat, or anything that is food, either for man or animal, you never, you know, touch it with your foot. So now my story begins. My mother told me a story about a leg that went to heaven. Just one leg. And the leg that went to heaven. And I said, yes? How could a leg go to heaven? Listen, just listen. It's a story. Just listen. Don't keep interrupting. No, Mama. No, Mother. We always call my mother Memo or Mai, which means mother. There was no Mama or Papa in our day, or at least not in our family. I mean, we just said mother and father. It was not in English, Mai and Bobo or Memo. Anyway, so the story is like that, that there was once upon a time a very bad man. He stole and he lied and he did all the things you're not supposed to do if you're good. And he stole and everybody knew it. So one day he was caught at stealing something from the window of a house and trying to run away. And this man was very self-sure and pious and very good. And he saw this man stealing something. He went and grabbed him and caught him and said, ha, I got you at last. Come along. We'll take you. You'll be taken to the Qazi, the judge, who will judge you. So the man was being pulled along. Now, as they were going, the pious man and the thief both saw that a goat was tied to a pole, tethered to a pole with a rope, and near it was a bundle of grass, fresh green grass, but the grass was just out of reach of the goat, who was straining her neck to try and get at the grass. It would be called loosened grass. And the pious man saw it, and he wanted to do something about it, but he had no time. And you see, he would never kick food, he would never use his foot to push the grass toward the goat, because that would be a wrong thing, a sinful thing. And he was a pious man. But the thief, even as he was being rushed along and pulled along, saw the same problem, same predicament, saw the goat straining her neck to try and reach that beautiful fresh green grass, but couldn't make it. As he went by, he gave a healthy kick to the grass bundle, and the grass went closer to the goat, and the goat started eating. A hungry goat was given food. So that was his one good deed. So that leg with which he kicked the grass to the goat, that leg went to heaven. And so as I was little, I would picture that leg in heaven. See, being in a Catholic school, I knew or was told more about heaven than I would have otherwise. So I could just see that leg dancing happily in heaven, just one leg, you know, tripping around and pirouetting and just... But I was very concerned about the other leg. So I'd go around pulling at my mother's skirt and saying, and but what happened to the other leg? And she said, don't pester me. That's not in the story. The story is finished. I've told you the story about the leg that went to heaven. Yes, but what about the hand, the leg? No, 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 Manny. Now listen, that's not in the story. That may be another story. I don't know it. But it bothered me all the time. So for some days, every now and then, it would crop up in my mind, and I said, "My, what about the other leg? What happened to the other leg?" She didn't know. So that leg went to heaven. See? For that one foot.
That's a nice story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, my mother used to. My mother had a way of telling stories. She would be not only descriptive, but the way she would tell a story. She was a wonderful raconteur. In fact, she didn't know English, but she had seen a silent English movie. And when she recounted it to others, I, who had also seen it, was sit amazed. It was even better than the film.
Hmm.
You know, that.
So somewhere down below, there's a one-legged man jumping.
Probably.